the term. You have to pay for an Amber Alert research. On July 13th at 1:03 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term, how to take money from a register without being caught, was searched.
Oh, Lord.
On July 13th at 2:13 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term, Birmingham bus station, was searched. On July 13th, 2:35 a.m., a search for a one-way bus ticket from Birmingham to Nashville was conducted with a departure date of July 13th. On July 13th, at 12:10 p.m., a search for the movie Taken, a film about abduction,
was conducted. I can't, I'm not even trying to laugh.
There were two searches later to Amber Alerts on a computer at Cardi's place of employment, including one regarding the maximum age of an Amber Alert. There were other searches on Cardi's phone that appeared to shed some light on her mindset, but out of respect for her privacy, we will not be releasing the content of those searches at this time.
Mm.
Now, this is your brother Van Silk, not in my house on Spotify for podcasters. I'm going to talk about this. Because when I first seen this, I knew it was crap. But you don't want to say things on social media because you don't want to get attacked by all these women out here. You know who you are. And I ain't talking about the traditional women. I'm talking about you modern women. To take up for her, knowing that this don't look right. I made comments. For those who are old enough to remember Tawana Brawley in New York City, late 80s, it said she was abducted by white men and she was found in feces and everything, and Al Sharpton and everybody in New York City stuck up for her. They come to find out she was lying. A couple years ago, Jesse Smollett said some white people, white guys, put a noose around his neck. Those who didn't believe it, us men, call it BS. You know BS when you see BS, especially where you grow up at, when you come from. I want all you women, you know who you are. Don't be quiet now. Because all this chick wanted, three things. Get away to be with whoever she wanted to be with, and she's 25 years old. Go viral. And get attention. That's the same thing. I see certain people talking about the police ain't doing enough. Yo, know, when you got the Secret Service involved, you're doing enough. This was not a local news story. This story went global, not viral, global. And the police department, I commend y'all in Hoover, Alabama. Because of the racist world we live in, they like, oh, because she was black, they didn't put, no, they went out their way. Not only did the black people, the white people, the Caucasian, they was looking for her with dogs, police cars, Secret Service, everything. They even had helicopters in the sky. So y'all owe them an apology. You know who you are. And all you women who are now quiet on social media trying to find an excuse. No. Hold that bitch accountable. The ratchetness has to stop. We got too many soft men out here with broken backs and your women are trampling over them. Tierra Allen out in Dubai. Her ass is in jail because you can't do what you do in the United States, what you can do in Dubai, in a Muslim country. What about the young lady that went to Mexico with her friends? And they killed her. I don't hear your women out here. Y'all quiet. The ratchetness. You know who you are. Sexy Red with a song about my hole is pink and my booty hole is brown. The Pump Town. Y'all love it. Sukiana out in England talking about scratch my pussy. But y'all still promote this nonsense. This shit right here is nonsense. Because there's a picture of her on Instagram, and there's a picture with makeup and out makeup, and nobody would have found her because she don't look like herself. Our black woman has come to the below bottom of the barrel, and you know who I'm talking about. New modern day chicks that don't need a man. Her mother on TV running her fat mouth and her father sitting there because he probably have to go along with it. They ain't never said she had any mental problems. Taxpayer money being spent in Hoover, Alabama. And the police officers and everybody is being cautious because they don't want to make it from your Negroes. Oh, they racist. Yeah, there's a lot of young black girls missing. About 100,000. But this is not going to make it any better. Tawana Broadley, whatever she was doing, it put a blemish. No matter how much some of y'all get at Al Sharpton, he stuck his neck out because he was a civil rights activist. And y'all same Negroes attack Al Sharpton. It come out that she was lying. Women do things and accuse people. Men do things and accuse people. But this is a women's situation. I want all you women on social media, all you blabbermouth, like, yo, that bitch need to be held accountable. That wildebeest, whatever you want to call it. Y'all got to excuse my language today because I'm on rumble.com and I can say what I want to say. Because you know what? I got granddaughters. Teenagers. And this is the type of shit that they got to live with. Not only just from what this chick just did, but just the music. And the way the music industry take our young black women, the uneducated, the unknowledgeable, the wildebeests, and give them a platform. They're not celebrities, they're not stars. You're just a token nigga. Khalida Roberts, Russell, that's her name, Khalida Russell. To all you women on the news organization around this world, I want y'all to tear her a new asshole. All you women, don't be silent now. Speak up. It's just like when they have a mass shooting. Most of us in the black community say, I hope that person ain't black. Well, you know what? This girl is black. And the European white community is like, oh, glad it ain't somebody we know on our side. Because that's how the world is. Y'all all need to tear her a new asshole. No forgiveness. She needs to go to jail. Her mama and her daddy know more than what they speaking on. Police department handled this gingerly. They didn't go aggressive. They being careful with the words that they're speaking in press conference. Because your Negroes will find a way to say it was racist, like she ain't do nothing. I want y'all to hold her black ass accountable. She ain't an Instagram model. She not an Instagram influencer. She is what she is. A city girl. She went viral. And some of your dummies out here, the only reason why they was really taken to the cake because they was looking for a white baby. Ain't nobody was looking for no white baby, because if a white baby was missing, the Hoover, Alabama police department wouldn't have known about that. They would have had it already. You see, y'all niggas want to always find a way to sidestep what's really going on and let her ass go to jail. She's a hoax. And y'all know it. And y'all won't say shit. You could be dead wrong and won't say nothing. She nasty with it. And y'all nasty for not saying nothing. I love the traditional women. These modern women that don't need a man. Can you gonna pay for this and pay for that? I got my own money and all this. You're out your fucking mind. People scared to speak because of the Me Too movement. Oh, you can't shame people being fat and all this dumb shit. You can't tell me what to do. All your people sat out here and just dog Darius, Keke Palmer baby's father, he rambled. Man, all he made was one comment and y'all took and ran with that shit. Bet you she'd be back with him. She could talk all that shit she wants. She'll be right back with him. And all you losers, all you single motherfuckers out here, ain't gonna have shit to say. But let's talk about Carly Russell. All the shit that's coming out. And there have been a lot of people on YouTube like nobody believed her. But they were scared to really come out because they didn't want to be attacked by y'all. Battle axe. You know who you are. I don't have an attack on women. I have an attack on those who don't want to hold somebody accountable for their nasty shit. Men hold the brothers. We hold each other accountable. You do some fuck shit, we're going to approach you about it. We're going to let you know, nah, nigga, I'm fucking with you. But your women don't do that. Y'all see what the next, y'all see what your home, with your homegirl man, if he interested in you. Hold her ass accountable. I don't know her. I'm glad she's alive. But you're going to be alive anyway because it was a lie. A hoax. You just gave everybody else that's not brown or black something to talk about. Because when something happened for real, the police department going to go out and spend the money and do what they need to do. My daughter missing, and all they going to think about, Carly Russell. And ain't none of your women going to go on your social media page and say nothing because y'all some scary mother. Y'all just going to come up with something that, oh, nah. You know, she got probably have mental problem. Oh, her boyfriend might have did this to that to her that. She know what the fuck exactly what she was doing with her lying ass. Don't trust y'all. When India Irie spoke out about the Megan Thee Stallion and Janae Monáe, what they did at the Essence War, your same woman attacked her. But I bet you none of your women, when Keke Palmer wore what she wore to Usher concert, I bet you none of your women would go to work like that. No, you can't. You go to your child, some go to their child's school looking like that because you got no respect for yourself. Y'all got rid of the black men, and the black men today, they wear pink panties just like y'all. So what we supposed to do? There's no room for the heterosexual man in this world because they done broke the backs of all you soft, hollow puff, women raised boys out here kissing each other, grabbing each other ass and all that punk. punk shit. I don't care. I'm saying it. You don't like it? Too fucking bad. Carly Russell, hope your ass go to jail. And Bertha, lock your ass in the headlock and make you her bitch. Because this right here pisses me off. We can't even get 5 steps ahead because there always got to be a dumb Negro to bring us 10, 25 steps back. Your women need to learn how to cook and get in the kitchen and be mamas and respect the man. And you men need to know how to be men and respect and be fathers. Stop the bullshit. Scheming ass Negroes. You all want to be rich. You're poor. You're from the hood. You're from the ghetto. I don't care if you make a record and you got 20 million fucking views on YouTube. You're still a nigga. And the person that's paying you, if you get five million from them, they got 50 off you. Dummies. And all you women out here telling you don't need a man, yes, you do. Without the man, you can't make no babies. Remember that. The seed comes from the man, not the woman. You're just a carrier. And I love my women. I love the traditional woman. I'll stand up for any traditional woman who going to say something. Because there's a lot of women saying things. But your modern women, your weak, whack women, nah. Y'all just want to sit back and trying to find an excuse. Not today, buddy. This your brother, Van Silk. Not at my house with Van Silk on Rumble.com, Spotify for podcasts. Go ahead and report what I just had to say. I don't care. I'm out.